Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Jets Camp in Florham Park for another few minutes. And we are sitting now with Jets General Manager Mike Maccagnan, who joins us to finish out the show. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Now, I've been studying you and the way you answer questions.
Oh, boy.
And I think that I've been able to give the perfect Maccagnan answer. So let's switch roles here for a second, right? You ask me a question you think that I would ask you, and I'm going to answer it like I think you would answer it, and you tell me how I do, all right?
All right.
We'll go for it.
Well, Gio, who do you think the starting quarterback should be? Who would you like to see be the starting quarterback?
Well, you know what's interesting, Mike, with the quarterbacks? I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to have to make a decision. And we really like Sam. We really like Teddy. And we really like Josh. So what's interesting about these guys is we feel that their skill sets, all three of them, are very different and could also ultimately lead us to victory. So at the end of the day, we'll take a look at it. And Todd and I will sit down and we'll make the best decision for the organization. Is that good or what?
That's actually exceptional. Except right. That you did put really good. Usually I'm just like, no, we like, or we yes. Really like.
Well, so it's like I did really like with Josh because I don't think he's going to start. So
it's
that
a
was
subtlety.
Like that was like just to throw people off. Like,
but you but you're fair with all that you really liked. So it
right.
Like kind of blends all together. So you know you're playing poker. Nobody can see what you're.
Can I ask
are.
You a real question that I think that you will answer because I think you're going to like to answer this question.
And by the way, we know you're on the keto diet.
Oh.
If you give us an answer you don't like, you got to eat one of these.
So first question. Is this being videotaped? So if my wife sees me eat this,
yes,
and
yes,
I'm
you're
watching camera, you're live on television
yeah,
right now.
If it was pure radio, no video, I have to, unfortunately, it looks quite good. I'll have
does,
to take
right.
A pass, though.
All right, so here's a question for you. Legitimately, how, I don't want to say the word surprise, because you're going to tell me that you're not surprised, but how happy are you to see the Teddy Bridgewater experiment work out?
Well, I think, you know, like a lot of things, when you make decisions, and we made a decision on Teddy at the time, and of course everybody goes back and remember the whole thing where, you know, interest in Kirk Cousins, and Teddy was always on our radar as again a potential scenario if we didn't get Kirk, but I think from a personal standpoint, I'm really happy and excited for Teddy. I mean, obviously we scouted him coming out of college, we knew the character of the kid, we did a lot of research on him at Minnesota, and they thought exceptionally highly of him. And then it was one of those ones where his, like a lot of players, you know, your career gets sidelined by an injury, a significant injury. And to see him kind of come back, overcome that, and quite frankly, it's interesting. All through the spring, and I know we don't, you know, our policy is not really talk about injuries. You know, Teddy did an amazing job all through the spring, was making good progress. We weren't really, you know, sit there and give him like a week-by-week report on him. But we felt very good about everything we were doing. And quite frankly, you know, to see him go out there and have success and get his career back on track. And, again, he was a very young, talented quarterback before he got hurt. And he's, again, getting back to that level now. And we're quite excited about it.
You know, if I were you, I've been pissed off about that Cousins thing, man. Because it didn't seem like, now you could tell me otherwise, it didn't seem like he gave you guys a legitimate opportunity to take a look at what you have going on here. I mean, it seemed like you prepared an offer that it was going to be a legitimate one, maybe even better than what he got, and it didn't feel like he gave you that opportunity. Did you feel like you got enough time in front of him or to talk to him to pitch what you wanted?
Well, I think with free agency, that happens all the time in free agency, and I think really when you go through it, there's a you know, of course, when the player becomes a free agent, you can actually, you know, potentially talk to the player. But prior to that, you have to sort of wait till the window opens. And, of course, when the window opens, you make your best effort. You put your best foot forward. And a lot of times, and this is how it works in pro free agency, it's like whoever kind of gets the first, second, or third visit is usually impactful. A lot of times people will pick the first visit. They never go to the second visit. So, you know, from our standpoint, hey, it's part of free agency. It's part of the business. You know, no hard feelings towards them or how the whole situation went down, and as it all played itself out, we did have other plans. It wasn't we threw all our eggs in that basket, and once we realized we were not going to be the team he visited and likely to sign with, then we went forward with it. But we feel very good about how things
yes,
worked out.
No,
I mean,
yes,
like,
yeah,
of course.
Right,
I mean, I can't, like, it's yeah. Like, yeah, it's, but it was, we put a lot, I mean, there's a lot of you know, and I know there's an article that came out a while back. There's a lot of people involved in this process. We put a lot of effort into it, and so it was really, in my mind, kind of an organizational effort in terms of what we accomplished, and hopefully, you know, we see the benefits out on the field here.
How many years have you been in the NFL scouting now and everything?
I started in 1990, and it's probably, I took a, you know, I worked in the CFL for a little bit, and the World Football League, what eventually became NFL Europe, but I've been in the NFL like 25 years.
Okay, how do you compare Sam Darnold to other young quarterbacks that you have seen come through those organizations?
This would be a good one
and,
for you.
And what kind of presence does he have only 2 weeks into this thing?
Well, Boomer, we like Sam.
Yeah.
Give us a name.
I know. You know, I've been around a few young quarterbacks. You know, and I hate to, again, I'm not going to sit here and kind of compare Sam to this guy, to this guy, to this guy. But I will say this, of all the young quarterbacks I've been around, I've been exceptionally impressed by Sam. Sam probably is at the top of that list, or if not, you know, I mean, again, I'm not taking anything away from any other quarterbacks I've been around or young quarterbacks.
I don't think anybody of those quarterbacks are listening, so don't worry about it. I mean, we're talking about your quarterback and the impression that he has had on you.
Yeah.
Now that you've seen him up close and personal, you've seen him in real games, you've seen him practice, yeah. You've seen him in meetings, you see him around his teammates.
Yeah, the thing is, it's funny, everything they've, and the coaches have really, as they've stated, they've thrown everything at him in terms of the offense. He's handled it. He's moved on. You know, and he's done well with it. But every day he goes out there, he gets a little better. And I think the one thing people, and I always do this myself a little bit, you kind of remember he literally just turned 21. He's a very young person, but he hasn't. Again, it's all the stuff we knew about him coming out of college, like how the people thought about him there, kind of his personality, his work ethic, the way he handles pressure. All those things are the intangibles that you really, you know, you scout, you know a lot about what other people tell you, but when you actually get him in your building, that's the thing that's probably impressed me the most about the kid. He's been really sort of unflappable. I'm sure he's going to have good days and bad days. There's going to be adversity. But it's just watching that combined with the ability, which we always kind of knew he had. It's really really exciting to see him develop and come along. But we are, again, exceptionally happy with him and with other players on our team, too.
Boomer and Geo with Mike Maccagnan on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. In this business, we do a lot of black and white stuff, of course. It's just the nature of it, right? We'll say a lot of times that this year, for you and Todd, feels like one of these make-or-break type of deals in the sense, not like playoffs or Super Bowl, but there's got to be some significant progress in this year because you've been here for a while, and this is the nature of the beast in the NFL that you don't get 15 years to figure it out. Do you feel that way as well heading into this season, that there's a different feel around the expectations and the progress that's needed to be able to stay here?
Yeah, no, I think what I found out this from being a general manager, of course, not having been in this position before, you know, you have to approach things what you feel philosophically it's a way that to do things, you know, and I think we've always sort of said the vision we had for the team, I think we are closer to achieving that or fulfilling that, but again, we have a very young team right now, and we have a lot of players that we're going to, you know, again, we're excited to see how they grow and develop, but I do think this, as a general manager, you can't look at sort of your personal situation, you have to look at what you think is in the best interest of the organization. You really have to operate at a 35,000 foot level, because you're making decisions, you know, to sort of set the team up for success, not only immediately, but also down the road, so you don't really focus on that. You try to do your job the best of your ability and try to make the best decisions going forward.
You know, I look back at other quarterbacks that had success their initial year. You know, Carson Wentz and maybe Russell Wilson, two of the guys that, you know, obviously we know very well, and especially because they went on to, you know, go to Super Bowls. And although Carson didn't play in last year's Super Bowl, he's the reason why they got there. We all knew he was having a great year. Is this team strong enough to support a rookie quarterback's growth and some of the ups and downs that you talked about?
No, I think it's, you know, I think with every team out there, everybody has probably areas where they, you know, there's probably a few teams that may be outliers, but for the most part, everybody has areas where they want to improve upon. You know, we're no different. There's areas we definitely think we are going to try to focus on, you know, our ability to get better in. But I do think there's enough, you know, pieces and parts out there to kind of work with. I do feel good about the team where it is right now. I do feel good about our coaching staff. I do feel good about the chemistry we're kind of developing internally. I mean, we have a very, again, I keep emphasizing this, we have a very young team. But there's some, you know, there's some talented young players out there. And I'm really excited to see how they all kind of come together and gel. I know Sam was working the other day against the Redskins with their starting defense, and which was pretty much intact. And we were short a couple of our starting offensive linemen. But Sam went out there, and as Todd said, sometimes that's the environment you want to see him perform in.
Sure, so, yeah.
You know, and he did things.
Wouldn't always make it easy for these guys.
No, and I think our focus is, you know, like everything else, is to make sure, you know, we go out there and be competitive as best we can every week of the season, But we're kind of excited to see how the young quarterbacks do and come along.
I have to ask you this question. Will you keep three quarterbacks on the roster, given the way things have played out, and because you have, what do you got, three games in 10 days to start the season?
Yeah, I know, and Todd's mentioned this also, I know publicly, the start of the season, there's so many games back-to-back or fairly close, so, you know, that alone makes it a tough schedule. But I will say this, you know, in terms of like saying, hey, we're going to keep two or keep three, there's nothing to stop us from keeping three. There's nothing to stop us from keeping two. We feel actually very good about that quarterback room. So I think it's, if anything, it's a, you know, it's a room that we, you know, hey, it, we feel very fortunate to have three quarterbacks we really like quite a bit. But I wouldn't, you know, again, we can very easily keep three quarterbacks. And if something were to arise, we can go with two if that's the case.
And money's not a factor, right? I hear from a lot of fans, they're not going to pay Josh McCown to sit around and get $10 million to do nothing. I mean, that doesn't – the guys that you have here, the money attached to them, does not factor into any sort of decision-making of where they are as far as playing time goes. I know when it's roster and cap and all that stuff, but playing time isn't dictated by salary, right?
Well, I think the one thing is the general manager, you always have to play, you know, again, be aware of the salary cap. But again, there's nothing that basically limits us to do anything, quite frankly. So yeah. I think we're going to do what we think is in the best interest of the organization, both short and, you know, ideally long term. And but again, we feel very good about the room right now. So we'll kind of see how it plays out.
Anybody on offense that kind of, you know, catch your eye initially here that you didn't expect much from? Maybe one of your tight ends or a wide receiver or two?
Well, you know, I think the wide receiver room is very competitive right now. I think there's, you know, Trey McBride has come in, and again, he's a player we had briefly last year. He was a little bit injured, so we kind of shut him down. He was on our practice roster for a period of time after he played in the league with Chicago and originally with Tennessee. He's had a heck of a camp, so he's gone out there like, you know, like a lot of players, is trying to make a, you know, make a statement and earn a spot on the team. You know, the tight end Chris Herndon hasn't played in the games recently because he's been a little banged up, but you know, he's a player we like quite a bit coming out. You know, and I think Sterling the other way, Sterling's also like that. So it's like, you know, we have some good young players, and, you know, again, we're going to see how they eventually do. I'm kind of more interested in seeing the tight ends get back out there, because they, I think a lot of people who have seen our games haven't had a chance to really see those guys because they've been a little banged up. But that is another aspect of our offense. We're
and,
kind of excited.
And how
about
an update on Quincy Enunwa?
I don't know if Todd's spoken about this. I know Quincy is on schedule based on his rehab process. But we're, you know, again, I know Quincy's been out there the other day. But again, I'm not really going to comment on where guys are injury-wise. But he is on track, doing well, and again, we're going to be excited to get him back shortly.
Other than coffee, what's your vice? You got to have something, because you can't be like this all the time. Like, you got to, like, behind, you got to have like a Pez collection or something weird. There's got to be some weird about you behind closed doors, because you can't be this even keeled and this normal all the time.
I'm not really sure. I'm kind of a, you know, I always kind of picture myself as sort of a, you know, low key, low maintenance type person. You know, I think, I mean, my only vice there probably that I really haven't had a chance to partake in a long time was pizza, and that was one thing about I was excited about coming back to New Jersey. But literally that actually, and beer, like, because I'm just kind of keep, you know,
pizza
keto.
And beer.
Thank God. It's like, but those are the things I had to kind of cut out, which was, you know, I didn't do them in excess, but I enjoyed them quite a bit.
Are you a type of guy that when you get angry, you like go, you close yourself into a closet and scream so no one else sees you? You one of those guys?
I probably internalize a lot of things. I don't, you know, it's funny. I think the one thing with being, like, in a position where you're constantly making decisions, and it's a unique job because literally every decision you make, whether it's a big one or a small one, somebody's going to talk about it, analyze it. If it goes good, great. If it goes bad, you know, so be it. But I think the one thing you tend to do is, like, you try to, you know, not focus on that aspect of it, and you try to be very even keel. And one of the people I used to work for, one of the best compliments I ever gave to him was, like, I'm sure he had bad days at the office, but he never... like, he never vented, never lost his temper on people. And I always, you know, and that was actually Charlie Casserly. And,
He meant a lot to you, Charlie Casserly. You've mentioned him a couple times, though.
Yeah, he was, you know, Charlie was a guy, like, obviously gave me my first start in the business as an intern, and then I kind of left and came back, or he hired me back. But the one nice thing about Charlie, and I always thought, was he was always very, I use the term professorial. Like, every time he would make a decision, you know, if you wanted to ask more, he'd explain it to you, so you kind of understood, you know. So it's not just you're doing your, you know, you're working in a silo, you're just doing your job and you're part of the big machine. He would always be very, you know, open and forthcoming. And I always thought that was a very nice way to you know, to kind of work for somebody. And then, of course, as a manager now, again, I may not be quite as good as Charlie, but I'm trying to, you know, those are areas I think I like to try to be in, because in the end, it's not about one person making a decision. It's about the team you build. And this is what I tell people all the time. It's not, the whole organization. It's whether, you know, the job the coaches do, the players do, the personnel people, the operations people, make sure everything goes smoothly. It's the marketing, the ticketing people who basically put people in the stands, and they have a good experience, so they're going to be, you know. And honestly, I think the one thing I've always said to people, like the one game that always stuck in my mind. Now, I played against the Jets back in, like, the 2010 era when the team was doing well. And this was a tough place to play. I mean, the fans were loud, and I remember I actually didn't know Fireman at that point. I remember seeing him actually from the sideline, actually, and kind of stuck in my head, and then, of course, met him years later. But the one thing I will say is, when you get into that, like, we tasted that a little bit against New England in 2015 when things kind of fell right for us, and we stayed healthy, and we beat them in overtime. And that stadium, I don't think anybody left the game. Like, that whole stadium was totally packed, and that was one of those ones where I actually thought our players kind of fed on that emotion of the fans. And so that was a taste of it. And then, of course, we had adversity in 16 with a lot of injuries, and the season didn't go that well. And then last year we kind of transitioned the roster to a younger roster, still with our vision. But that's what we're trying to capture and get back to. And I feel very good about it. We're going to get there. Again, we can't get there fast enough in our minds. But we also want to do it in a way that builds it the right way. And I feel very good about our situation with our young players. And I also feel very good that, as we look forward, we have the most salary cap space of any team in the NFL right now, and that sets us up to do a lot of good things and build it so we have a window. And now we have, obviously we have, Josh, he's more of a veteran, but we have Teddy, and we also have Sam. So we have, some good young players in key positions. So we're excited.
Well, we feel good about you, Mike. We always do. Very interesting man. All right,
like
at the end of the day.
Have you said that one yet?
Tremendous.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Good to see you, man, and good luck.
Thank you guys very much.
Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan on Boomer and Geo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.